what's something you dislike, but you can't explain why you don't like it. Alex just made me cry inside. I feel like I died a little bit. She does not like Justin Timberlake. She doesn't hate him, but she's like, I don't know why I don't like him.
I just don't.
She liked NSYNC, but...
Yeah. Other things that I can't explain why I don't like them, I just don't like them. The term hubby, baby oil, also Saturday Night Live. Never liked Saturday Night Live. I don't know why.
I guess I was thinking today is a special day if you're a Star Wars fan. I never really liked Star Wars fan, like Star Wars. I never got into it. I don't know why. Like, I don't think it's nerdy or stupid that way.
Just not your jam.
It's not my jam, but a lot of people seem to love that kind of stuff. I'm like, eh, I'm good. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is something you just dislike and you can't explain why?
Broccoli.
Is it
you
like
even
the look?
Say it like that.
Yeah, the look, the texture, the color, what?
It's the smell. To me, when I was a kid, my mom would make me sit at the table and force me to eat broccoli, and I couldn't stand it because to me, it's like, it's a tree. I mean, trees are outside. They belong outside. Why am I going to eat a smelly little tree?
But that's still kind of a reason.
But it's still, I mean, there's like no way in the world I would ever eat broccoli. Like, I have a child. When she's old enough to eat solids, I will never make her eat broccoli because I won't eat broccoli.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the topic is, though, you have to not be able to explain why. You don't know why you dislike it. You just dislike it. But you have really good reasons for not liking broccoli.
Well,
so that kind of doesn't go with the topic.
I don't know if they're good reasons. They're kind of strange, but you do have some reasons.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's talk to Zach this morning. Hey, Zach, you got to think
what's up?
Nothing, man. What is it for you? You just can't explain why you don't like something.
I don't like dudes named Ryan.
That is funny.
Now,
I have met a couple that are like, I just can't stand them. But now all Ryans that I meet, I automatically have this opinion about them. And I don't even know who they are yet. And it's not fair to them.
That's amazing. Do you think that you had like a girlfriend leave you for a Ryan or something?
You know what? That could be it. I don't know about that in particular, but there's just multiple Ryans I've met that just rubbed me the wrong way, and now I don't like any Ryan.
Now, to be fair, this isn't the same thing like Alex said. This is not the topic, but I agree. I don't like a lot of people named Ryan either, but I have bad experiences with them. So I think there might be something to it.
He works. He fits the topic. He doesn't know why he doesn't like people named Ryan.
I'm saying I don't, because I know Ryans, and let me tell you. I don't like Ryans.
Really? Is there
For
something
real.
About the name Ryan?
There could be. That's a whole other question. Hey,
and now
Zach.
All Ryans. Yeah, I just don't like them.
I was just mad at Seacrest.
That's true, man. All those jobs he's got. Hey, Zach, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 317-239-1009. Sheila, what do you like? Dislike? You don't know why, but you dislike it, and you can't explain it.
I cannot explain this new license plates with the little bridge or whatever it is. I don't get it. How does that represent Indianapolis or Indiana? I don't get it.
That is so funny you said that because I just saw one like literally 2 days ago, someone with that license plate, and I said, I don't understand why that's Indiana. I literally said that in my head.
Did you pick that one out, though? Like, what happened, Sheila? Don't you have some choice with the license plate?
Well, no, it's not time for mine to renew yet. So
okay.
I've just been seeing them, and I'm like, every time I'm in the car with my mom, she's like, why are you getting so angry about a license plate? Like, I really want to go and rip it off the back of this car and just burn it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why I get so angry when I see that license plate.
I'm going to advise against burning anything. I'm going to say that's a bad idea. Hey, Sheila, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
Jamie tweeted us
day.
At Joe and Alex Show, when people bite into popsicles, I don't know why I don't like it, but it gives me the chills. Yes, absolutely. If you're biting into any dessert, ice cream, popsicles, anything cold, I'm judging you.
What, are you supposed to lick everything like a dog?
I don't know why. Just like, I don't trust people that do that. That's not normal. I feel like it's honestly like sociopathic behavior.
I'm the opposite of you. If you don't do that, you're weird.
Dan tweeted us, I hate the pet named Baby Girl. Let me tell you something. If you are a guy and you call me Baby Girl, I'm like, I'm yours. Like, it's over. Like, I'm done. Like, I will do anything you ask. Jess said, cotton balls. I'm terrified of them and can't explain why.
I guess for Alex, you could say Q-tips then.
Yes.
Those are absolutely too much for me. Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what is it with your husband?
He's just like, you can't ask him a question. He's like, what is this, a 20-question game? And I just don't understand why it just drives me crazy that he can't just answer a simple question. Are you ready to go in the morning? And I also, and this is really bad, I cannot stand people with red hair.
Are you like afraid? Are you afraid of people that have red hair?
No, there's every person I've met with red hair is a weirdo or a freak or there's something like mentally wrong with them or something.
My oldest daughter had
a boyfriend that had like fire red hair, and I mean, from the minute I saw him, I'm like, he's not good.
What about women though? What about women with red hair? Because I know people get creeped out by guys.
Anybody with red hair, and this is so sad. Even babies. It's something about the red hair. I don't know. They're missing something. A chrome. I don't know.
All right. I don't know about all that, Rachel.
But
thank you. Hey, to all my gingers out there, it's all good.
Joe, there's nothing wrong with you. Gingivitis. Okay, I have a really good message on
Facebook.
I love
everybody.
Sarah messaged us. It's really good, and this is totally one of mine, and I forgot about it. People who smile and their gums show with their teeth. I cannot deal with that. People that have gummy smiles, I will swipe left on you on dating apps. When I see, I won't like a picture. Like, there are people that I know in my life that have gummy smiles, and like, I don't know. I don't know.
You people got some issues this morning, but it's okay though. That's what we were talking about. If there's something that you dislike but you just can't explain, let us know. Joe and Alex show on all of our social media.